This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk. Presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
I want to thank everybody for coming back for another exciting show that we're going to have here on Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now, the replay we're going to be starting is actually part two. We had our husband on just probably about a month and a half ago talking about a kitchen idea, something what we can put on paper, something we were thinking of doing. Now we have Kim on the air, and she is going to be talking part two about her kitchen. And what are some of the design ideas? Because we are now finalized on what we're going to be doing. There's a few adjustments we need to make, but the cabinets have been ordered, and we're ready to rock and roll. So, Kim, thanks for doing this and coming on Your Value of a Home.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kim.
So I always ask this as the first question. Why are you doing this?
Well, we have small children, and we want to be able to have a kitchen area that allows our family to grow as the children grow, and to be able to have the space to have our, you know, be able to cook and to help them with their homework and to, you know, just be able to be together as a family.
Makes it much more functional.
Yes.
So I know when we had Mike on, he was talking about some of his ideas. You have a phenomenal backyard. I've been over there several times. And with that backyard, you definitely wanted to see more out into that, where you wanted larger doors, a larger window, but you want to have access to where when you're in that kitchen, you have the availability to see the backyard a lot more than just the way it's set up now, correct?
Correct, yes.
When was your house built, Kim? Yeah.
Our house, I think, was built in the 70s.
All right, so lower ceilings, right? Not a lot of window space, not like today anyway, right?
Right,
so you
right.
want to make it a deck house.
Yeah, like a very traditional split level house, I would say ours is.
Talking about a lot of these things that we're going to be doing, and this is what most of the kitchens do, Ron. I know we had them several times on the show with people talking about their kitchen. As Kim, correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to be taking out the entire center wall to open the kitchen up to the existing dining room, correct?
Yes.
That's going to be so nice. It really is.
Yep, so you'll be able to see right through, right from the front of the house all the way to that backyard.
Which is a trend, isn't it?
You might want to put some curtains on the front. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a trend. What it does is just it gives you that open floor plan. See, a lot of people today, when they're buying these homes, they have these grandioso ideas about, hey, listen, our kitchen's not that big. Well, understand that when you purchase a home that's an older home, we can make those changes. It's very easy to do. So not thinking in one-dimensional, thinking in multi-dimensional, that opening everything up, that's what people want anyway. So with the kitchen, that the way the flow is now, the cabinets are a little tighter, so it's very difficult to maneuver around to where the kitchen table is now as opposed to the cabinets. By taking this out, it's just completely open. And by doing that, it gives so much more function, a lot more free movement around, where you just don't feel claustrophobic. And with that house, I mean, the key is, as we talked about my house, I live about five houses down from Kim. So we're going to be doing her house, and I can actually see her house from my front lawn. So I should be able to see through your bay window, your existing bay window now, and just be able to see that backyard now without having that house in the way. Right, Kim?
Yeah, that is true.
When we talked about that opening, now, you just recently sent me something that was, we talked about, was windows. And you were thinking about adding some windows on that far right side to bring in some more natural light. Why did you want to do that?
So our existing dining room, it will be part of now the kitchen with the large island. And so where we're going to move a kitchen table into more of, I guess, what would be that front room, we just thought it would be really nice to have, you know, a nice type of window that would be next to our dining room table to bring in that natural light and just to give it a little more, you know, of a something in that room where we're going to have the dining room table as well as a seating area.
Which I think is a great idea. It really is. I love windows. So by putting more in, you're not hurting anything. And I think it gives you more of an open feel, especially around here, just in this part of the area. We still have great weather from April till October, November. You can open those windows, but even still, the cold months, still having that natural light, because there's very minimal natural light coming in from December, January, February, and March. So I'm all for it. I'm definitely all for it to doing that. Ron, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, you don't have to sell me on a house with a lot of window area. I love it. As you well know, my house is, I've got a whole wall of windows, and I got a wall of windows in the back too. And I think the light puts you in a good mood when you wake up in the morning, even if it's an overcast day, as we've been having lately. So I am an arch proponent of a lot of light in the house, a lot of windows.
Yeah, we were excited for the idea. And my husband is definitely, he loves windows also. And he was really excited that he's like, oh, I love this idea. Cause we put the tape up on the wall. He's like, what are you doing to the wall? I'm like, what about a window? He's like, oh yes. He's like, email Kevin now.
I mean, Kevin knows I love modern design, modern houses. And one of the reasons I do is because there's a lot of the use of glass, especially where the view will really pay off if you have more glass. So I'm all for it. What windows, Kevin, did you mention the brand or the type of window that you're going to put in there?
Well, that's when we're still in the designing phase. Those are a couple of things that we still need to do. I'm going to have her down my house. Kim, we're ready anytime. The door was installed. The windows are in, so you can get a kind of a layout on what I'm doing at my house to see the windows that I'm projecting to put in your place. And for our listeners, what I like to do is use those large awning windows. They still operate, but when you have one large awning window, you don't have the double hung visual obstructing your view. With double hungs are when you have the top and bottom sash and you have to move it up and down. Well, that sight line, the bars across the middle, break up that sight line. So we've been doing a lot of awning and large casements, so you don't have that visual interference. Everything looks great. You have a clear view outside and they're operational, so you can get that airflow in there. So that's what I'm suggesting that we could take a look at.
What an awning window looks like.
One big square window. How's that? Just a big piece of glass that opens.
Does it roll out from the bottom, or what do you do with it?
Well, with awning windows, it actually does roll out from the bottom. So if it does rain, you can leave the window open. It's not going to get too wet. I mean, if you have a hard driving rain like we had over here the past couple weeks here. But other than that, leave it open, enjoy it. You get some fresh air, and there's no obstruction view. It's just a clear looking window, unless you're putting some grids in it. But even still at that point, if you do grids, you don't have as much obstruction in that window. And with my house, we took all the double hungs out, and we actually started installing casements and awning windows just because I like the view. The development that we live in has 360 view everywhere around. We're on a mountainside. Kim has a backyard up to a state park. Everything looks phenomenal. And I want to see outside. I don't want to see bars and windows. I want to be able to see clear glass and look outside. Kim, do you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. And that's why we definitely want to get rid of that slider that we currently have, because it has those bars that you're referring to, quite a few of them also.
No, Kev, when you put windows in my house, had I been able to do that, I would have done the same thing. But I live Kim, I live in a community, HOA driven community, and everything's got to be done according to the rule book, you know? So I had to reuse grids, and they had to match the grids in the windows that we took out, even though I really dramatically upgraded the windows. So I'm stuck with it, but it's still, I mean, I got a lot of light in the house. I'm happy with it.
Well, your windows are also 6 foot high, 7 foot high. So it does make a difference when you have large windows.
Yeah, they go almost all the way to the floor. They're pretty cool. So I love it. I just love it.
So, Kim, why don't you stop down and take a look at the windows that we have?
So
you can kind of get an idea of the sense on what you're going to be doing. And we could also take a drive to Tom Adams showroom. We just need to set an appointment up. And by doing that, we can get a better understanding of different kinds of windows. Not that I need you to say, hey, I want these windows. But if there's different options, I'd rather you exhaust all your options to see what you have and see what you really like. Because once you order one of these windows, they're going to be permanent. So the decision we're going to make. So I say we exhaust all the options and we go from there.
Okay. Oh, yes. I like that idea.
All right. Well, we're going to keep you posted on this kitchen as we get closer. Kim, thanks for doing this. We do appreciate you coming on the show again of Your Valuable Home. And we got a lot of great, lot more to talk about. I'm sure what comes in. So, Ron, what else do we have?
Well, we got coming up, we're going to be talking with Lou Weisbach. He's an entrepreneur from Chicago who is started on a project to improve the lives of veterans and their families. And he's got a lot of other big projects he's working on. We're going to talk to him about all of those in the college today.
Tim, thanks again. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home on 1210 WPHD.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Looking to replace your old worn-out carpet, hardwood, or vinyl flooring? Now's the time to contact Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Open for in-home and showroom appointments, all following CDC guidelines for your protection. Save big on all Mohawk flooring products, such as Mohawk Carpet with their all-pet warranty, or Pergo Extreme waterproof flooring with a lifetime warranty. Go to TomAdamsWC.com and click on Room View to see your selection in your own home. It's easier with Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Save big on all Mohawk flooring and installation. Sale ends June 22nd.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
I want to thank everybody for coming back to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm going to give a little shout out to Roxy, one of our listeners, who lives up in North Jersey. And he's going to be getting back to work soon because I know they're going to be going to the next phase in this COVID. So he's looking forward to getting back to work. And he just wanted to give a shout out to him and all the guys that he works with. So let's jump into the horror story, Ron.
Okay, what do we got? What do we got today?
So a few weeks ago, we did that roofing show where we talked about how the roof should be installed, how it should be done, how to break down estimates. And boy, it was a great response. I'm very pleased with what had happened. But this was the day after I did get a phone call at the office, and it was one of our listeners. happy that we told her that how it should be done. But of course, she started sending me pictures of what they had done. Now, she said she just received a roof less than a month ago, and we've been getting a lot of rain in this area over the past month. And she said it's a standard colonial house. And with the colonial house, she was talking about how the wall meets the roof. And I said, yeah, we talked about that on the show. And she said about replacing the flashing. So I just got quiet for a little bit. I said, listen, do you want to come on the air? And she said, listen, I'm a little bit shy to do this, but here's what happened. I'm going to be sending you pictures over. The roofer, a reputable roofer in her area that had done the job. Again, it was subcontracted out. She was having trouble communicating with the roofers, and she was asking, because her husband knew about this, to replace flashing and to do those extra steps that we had talked about. But when the roof got done, no pictures, they just did the job, expected immediate payment, which they did pay. Again, they didn't see any problems. They did a great cleanup. They were very happy with it until the rain came. And then once the rain came, the floodgates opened. Their house was absolutely destroyed. A sheetrock, one piece of sheetrock actually broke away from the ceiling because of the amount of water that was getting trapped on that drywall.
How could anybody let anything like that happen? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, where's your quality control? I would say if you don't have quality control, look, I'm not telling people how to run their business, but if you don't have quality control and go out there looking at it, if they're not replacing the flashing. So I said, did they rip everything out, rip the siding out, and do it the way we said? She said, over the past month, what they've been doing is applying with a butter knife clear silicone at the J channel to the roof, thinking that was going to work. Apparently, it didn't. So I said, well, listen, silicone is not designed to stop certain areas. If it's not done properly from the beginning, it's going to leak, and it's not going to stop leaking until it's corrected. They came out three times applying silicone, and every time we had one of those hard rains, water kept coming in. And they could see it running down the wall because after the first heavy rain, the drywall got so wet, they actually started poking holes in it and then had to take it down because it was coming down. The nail pops, the sheet was coming down. That's how much water came in this house. But every time she calls them, they just put more silicone on it. So as I was explaining to her, listen, here's the proper way to do this at this point. With all that silicone now on the J channel, now onto the roofing, here's your problem. I'm telling you that what had happened is they missed step flashing. If they kept the old flashing in, you're going to have an issue. Well, her husband did get up on the roof, pulled the J channel back, and there were three pieces missing in a certain area, about a 3-foot area. And those are the pictures that she took. So it was a mess. It's an absolute mess. And it got worse because as they got done silicone, about a day later, he just finally went up there after listening to the show, and he said, my hands, it was so much silicone that was covered in silicone. It's all over the roof. And I said, well, listen, the bottom line is that contractor, that roofing contractor, should come back, rip all those shingles out along that wall, pull that siding off, and properly do it the way we talked about. And I said, well, listen, I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but if he wants to come on the air and talk about what he did, about missing that flashing, leaving the old flashing in, not replacing it, not running ice and weather shield up, I would love to have him on. I'm not here to badmouth anybody. I'm just here for homeowners to get a correct job to do it right the first time. Because if you hire the bad contractor, you're living with this. Now, they do come out, but the problem is they're just trying to Band-Aid it instead of resolving the problem from the beginning. And I just think that's not right.
No, it's not. Not only that, but shouldn't he pay to have the ceiling fixed that came down too?
Well, that's part two of the segment. They're saying to claim it on the insurance because your insurance should pay for that. And I said, well, it doesn't really work that way. It's really the contractor's fault.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if your insurance pays for it, your insurance probably would go up. So then all the onus is on the homeowner when the contractor really caused the problem. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. He probably, number one, he doesn't have great insurance, or number two, he's just trying to get out of it where he doesn't want to have that claim against him. Insurance is designed for accidental only, not poor workmanship. You just got a brand new roof a month ago. There's no reason why that roof should be leaking. Every roof that we've been doing, I took the pictures, I showed everybody online on my Facebook and Instagram page, which is Your Valuable Home, Kevin Kennedy. Look at those pictures. See the way it's done, because if your roof's not done that way, chances are it could possibly leak. My roof, I tell you, when John did the roof, we had the ice and weather shield. We had the step flashing up, and it was the next day we got a torrential downfall, and I was putting the Tyvek up, taping it to there, just so we would have no issues. But all those steps that I did are going to ensure there's never going to be a problem. And I never had problems with the roof because you take those precautions. You're paying for that flashing. You're paying for the ice shield. You're paying for everything to be done correctly. Do it correctly. They don't do it correctly. They want to get in, get out, give you that cheap price, and you think you got a great deal. And these are the problems why they keep calling the show saying we've got a bad job.
I've got a question for you. It's something came up in our development because we're thinking about replacing the roofs now prematurely because they're going. And say you have, the houses are stucco, say you have a chimney that butts directly to asphalt shingles without an easy bead or anything separating the two. If there's step flashing in there, will that hold back the water alone, or should there be an easy bead or something between the asphalt and between two surfaces, the asphalt and the stucco?
Tricky situation, because the stucco on your chimneys, it's wood framed. You have basically a hollow chimney. They're really designed for taking heatilators, venting systems out there, or gas fireplaces that you have. By doing that, there is flashing that's under there that does need to be addressed. How to address it is, if there's a leak coming in, that flashing either way is one of the causes of the problems. As you rip that roofing off, there's going to be existing nails through the shingles through that step flashing, so why not replacing them anyway? But to try to get to that, and I talked to a lot of roofers, I tell you, it's going to be difficult. But I still like to strip all that stucco out and put new flashing in, run ice and weather shield up, seal it correctly. But again, once you do that, that line that's cut to the top of that flashing when you put the counter flashing on is only based upon a silicone seal, because you're going to be cutting into that underlayment, into that stucco. And those are a few of the issues. And we could talk about that on another show. But just to let people know that. Yeah, time to wrap it up. And thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home here on These Horror Stories. We've got a great college coming up.
Yes, we do. We're going to be talking with an entrepreneur from Chicago by the name of Lou Weisbach, who has got a initiative going to help veterans and their families and so much more. So stick with us.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Looking to replace your old worn-out carpet, hardwood, or vinyl flooring? Now's the time to contact Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Open for in-home and showroom appointments, all following CDC guidelines for your protection. Save big on all Mohawk flooring products, such as Mohawk Carpet with their all-pet warranty, or Pergo Extreme waterproof flooring with a lifetime warranty. Go to TomAdamsWC.com and click on Room View to see your selection in your own home. It's easier with Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Save big on all Mohawk flooring and installation. Sale ends June 22nd.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
All right, and thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home and another exciting college. I tell you, it's a fascinating college, knowing what we're going to be doing. So, Rob, what do we got?
Well, we have with us today Lou Weisbach. He's a Chicago-based entrepreneur and founder of a company called Halo, H-A-L-O, Industries, which he built into the world's largest promotional products company. And I worked in New York at a promotion company called Comart, and we were talking yesterday, and we figured that our paths crossed somewhere along the line back then. But Halo was a promotional products company supplier to many top brands like Ford and to sports teams like the Chicago Bulls, who did a lot of work with sports teams. Through the years, Lou has been a fundraiser, consultant to presidents, business leaders, and to many in the sports world. He's also been the source of some pretty big ideas that impact the lives of many Americans. So we're going to talk about some of the latest today. And first we're going to talk about is his Veterans Initiative. There are currently about 46,000 veterans groups representing the interests of 100 million veterans and their families. Yet we still have ways to go to assure that our military men and women get a fair shake when they return home. Lou Weisbach and colleagues have a new take on how to correct that. What are some of the biggest issues, Lou, facing veterans and their families today?
So some of the biggest issues include housing, education, employment, mental health, suicide issue, which is major, obviously, benefits, reintegration. But frankly, the biggest issue is that politicians in this country love to talk about veterans when they're running for office. But when it comes to resolving their issues, and this is a bipartisan lapse, things just don't get done. And it's shameful from our perspective. And the time has come to do something about it.
And what about housing for veterans? Is that one of the areas you're hoping to address?
Yeah. So the first one I had mentioned, Ron, was housing, and that is one of them. But at the end of the day, it's really not for the three of us to figure out what the problems the veterans have and how to address them. So we have a plan of putting together the leaders of the military, especially past leaders, the Colin Powells of the world, the Jim Conway, the former head of the U.S. Marines, who's worked with me on this in the past, Dick Newton from the Air Force, and have a one-day meeting of between 100 and 125 veteran leaders, and let them tell us what the problems are. Let them tell us, let us all sit in the room and come up with what the solutions need to be to get everybody resolved, veterans and their families. You know, it's a shame that when our military men and women have to stand up to defend us, they do it and they do it now. But when we have to sit in a room and try to figure out how to take care of them, there's no sense of urgency. They're used for political reasons, and everybody talks about them when they're running for office, but we don't get the job done. So we're excited about the idea and of getting everybody in a room, spending a day together, getting all of the leaders to agree to a plan, and quickly putting that into the form of legislation, bipartisan legislation. And I would love in an election year to see any Republican or any Democrat not stand up and vote on behalf of taking care of veterans once and for all.
So step one is to get, and I think it's a great way to go. I mean, get people who really know what they're talking about in the room and decide on a plan. But step two, do you think you're going to get the bipartisan leadership? I mean, you got a very, very toxic environment right now, even with the election coming, you know?
Yeah, you're right, except for one thing. When it comes to veterans, neither Democrats nor Republicans can turn their backs on veterans, especially in a very public way. So I don't think, frankly, that's going to be a problem. The real issue is to be able to try and get this together in a reasonable period of time with everything that's going on right now. Obviously, having all getting together in a room would be very, very difficult today. And ultimately, it might be a Zoom meeting, but preferably things can settle down to where we can all get into a room.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got hit with this whammy here with the COVID-19 problem. But I wish you luck on this. And, you know, as you proceed, as you move on down the road with this, we'd like to have you back so you can give us, progress reports on it as well.
Yeah, no, and I'd welcome that. But it's really interesting when you think about COVID-19. And COVID-19 obviously is such an unfortunate thing for the country and for the world. But all of a sudden, for an issue that ultimately is, think about how many people COVID-19 is going to ultimately kill. And then let's just talk about the United States and then compare that to the major diseases that we deal with all the time that are just there that we don't really address and do anything about. And you realize that if we as a country had a sense of urgency around the really big ongoing issues like veterans, like cancer, like diabetes, like Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's, and put a plan together to resolve those issues, which we can do, which we absolutely can do, but there's never any money for it. But when all of a sudden you have COVID, all of a sudden there's $3 trillion, there's $2.5 trillion. You could wipe off the face of the earth a whole bunch of diseases with less than $1 trillion. And by the way, the federal government spends every year between $1 and $2 trillion on dealing with diseases in this country. Just Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and diabetes alone are over $1 trillion. So I'm hoping that as we look to COVID and look to the unfortunate situation that happened recently in Minnesota and realize that there's work to be done in this country, that obviously we address the issues that are on the news every night right now, and appropriately so, but we also take on the veterans issue. We also take on the disease issue. Really major issues that we should know better and we should be able to resolve, because there's money for everything else. There needs to be money for that. And by the way, with the cost of money being what it is right now, which is virtually nothing, the federal government really is in a position to get this stuff done. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to take the voters to stand up and demand the change that they want to have.
Well, I know you've got, and I know you can't talk too much about it. Maybe just give us a top line on it. COVID-19 solution out there that you're talking about right now. And you have another initiative called the American Center for Cures. Can you just give us a top line on both of those?
Yeah. So on COVID-19, there's a bunch of us. And I've been working on a plan, as well as some of the leading scientists in America, relative to a testing plan, which would test virtually, I say virtually because you're not going to get everybody, but virtually every American once a week for four straight weeks. The Americans, our citizens that have COVID, obviously would go into isolation. They would be contact traced. And they, ones who don't, would get a government-issued bracelet. And that bracelet would be unique so that it's very recognizable. And after a four-week period, the leading modelers of COVID in the United States tell us that if we put this plan into place, we would all but suffocate COVID. And not only that, but when you know, a lot of us are starting to go back to work, we're not real comfortable going back to work. We're going back to work, we're going outside because we're sick and tired of being inside, but we're still concerned. If you put a plan like this in place, you would see the people around you who you know have tested negative and negatively for four straight weeks, ultimately, and you'll have a sense of comfort. You can still social distance, you can still wear a mask, but you'll have a sense of comfort that you can be around those people and feel much safer than otherwise we're going to do. So we're excited about this. We're hoping that the administration puts this into place. We're also talking to people in other countries about this as well. And we just want to make a difference.
And I hope, I wish you luck with this because it's a great idea. There's another great idea. You're a big thinker, Lou. And another great idea that you've got out there called the American Center for Cures. We're coming up on a break, but maybe we can get into a little bit about that before we go to a break.
Happy to. I put together a plan with a doctor, a good friend of mine, and named Dr. Rick Boxer. And this was years ago, and it was called the American Center for Cures. The concept is that the federal government would fund $750 billion to bring the best and brightest scientists together, not only from America, but from around the world, and have a separate group with a CEO for every group for every major disease. And when I say every, I'm talking about the 15 top major diseases. So I'm talking about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, cystic fibrosis, and on and on. And there would be a six-year plan for each disease to cure or prevent. And so we've spent a lot of time vetting this. We had a bill in Congress. There's a lot of people, frankly, that are going to go unnamed that would prefer not to cure diseases. But this is something that we can do and we should be able to do. And so we're hoping that at a time, and since we worked on this, this is the most perfect time right now because of the fact that interest rates are basically nil. So really for no cost, we can put this together and we can, on behalf of not only America, but the world, bring the best and brightest minds together in a defined plan to wipe some of these diseases off the face of the earth.
Okay, hold that thought. We got to go to a break. Kevin, you want to take us to a break and we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Looking to replace your old worn-out carpet, hardwood, or vinyl flooring? Now's the time to contact Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Open for in-home and showroom appointments, all following CDC guidelines for your protection. Save big on all Mohawk flooring products, such as Mohawk Carpet with their all-pet warranty, or Pergo Extreme waterproof flooring with a lifetime warranty. Go to TomAdamsWC.com and click on Room View to see your selection in your own home. It's easier with Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Save big on all Mohawk flooring and installation. Sale ends June 22nd.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home as we finish up this college segment. And you're, Lou, you got some great ideas. I've been just following everything you've been saying. I tell you, it's really nice to hear somebody's putting something in place that's going to be best for the country.
Well, here's another great idea. And you, Kevin, and your wife and your kids can participate in this. It's called Unity Strong. And I'll tell you a little story here. Lou and I were introduced by a great mutual friend. It's Kim Sledge of Sister Sledge fame. Their anthem, We Are Family, unites people here and around the world to this day. And it also served as a jumping off point for another of Lou's big ideas, Unity Strong. Lou, can you take us through that? And if there's anything that we didn't cover on the American Center for the Cures, we can come back to that after this. Okay?
Of course. Of course. So I called Kim one day, realizing that all of us, not only in America, but around the world, were really in a state of depression relative to COVID. And we all needed something to stimulate us and make us feel a little bit better and make us understand that this is something that is really worldwide, that is something that's going on with the family of mankind. And it made me think about We Are Family, and of course in your area, We Are Family is one of the great songs of all time, and not only in Philadelphia, but around the world. And so I called Kim and I said, why don't we make a song? Why don't you write a song about what the world's going through right now and basically having be the rallying point of the world? And between that and the world-renowned song We Are Family, that is kind of the shot in the arm that we could all use right now. And so Kim, who, as you know, Ron, is just a remarkable person, as are her sisters. Kim literally in one day wrote a song called Unity Strong and went in the studio the next day and taped the song. And it's going to be announced in the next couple of days that some of the largest health organizations and organizations in the world are going to be using Unity Strong and We Are Family to raise money for COVID research. And we're going to be also, we've set up a system at unitystrong.com where your listeners can go to that site and can actually video themselves singing the song, We Are Family, in particular. And we're going to be making a film out of that of people in the world from every country singing the song and helping to bring together the world around COVID, around the fight for COVID.
I talked to Kim last night. I understand it's all being cut together in London right now, I believe, but you can still, correct me if I'm wrong, Lou, but you can still contribute to it, right?
Yes, anybody in the world could contribute to it. In fact, there's a good friend of mine in Chicago who's a singer who actually just taped it yesterday. And but anybody in the world can do it. The first tape that we got was a woman out of New Zealand. So and we haven't even announced it yet. So it's going to be announced within the next few days. And the, you know, again, many of the great organizations in the world, including UNICEF and the United Nations and the World Health Organization and on and on and on, are going to be using this to raise money for research.
And what do you see as a kickoff date?
We're right now kind of finalizing that, but I would think it would be within the next week.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, we're going to be, it'll be within a week. It'll be kicked off.
Okay.
All well, right. Lou, if you need any backup singers, I know Ron's always available. He's been a pretty good backup singer for your valuable home. So I think he'd be great on it.
I told Lou this yesterday. Rosemary and I did it. And the reason I don't sing in church is because when I do, everybody else leaves. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this comes out from us. But we did it. And I think, Lou, tell us how anybody can participate in this. Where do they go? There's a website, right?
Yes. So you just go to unitystrong.com and it will prompt you. And it's really quite simple. You'll be good to go within seconds. It will explain to you exactly how to do it. It will also, at that site, you will kind of hear the history, be able to see the history of Kim Sledge and how this all came about and the group in London that's working with us to make this happen.
That's super. And I know Kim is very proud of what she did with this, and she did a great job on the song in such a short amount of time, and we were happy to be part of it. So, Kevin, you got to jump into this and do it.
You know me, I'm not shy. I'm ready to jump into this.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
so,
Kim,
you're going to have to come back and give us an update on this too, as it goes down the road.
I'd be happy to be on any time. Be my pleasure.
All right. Well, that you have anything else in the works right now? I mean, you're prolific in terms of coming up with big ideas. Are these your projects of the moment?
So these are my projects for society. I'm doing a lot of other things on the work side, but this is what I've been working on, and really excited about all of them. But none of these things means anything until you get them done. And so I'm motivated and excited about the opportunity. I think it makes sense, and I really believe that the timing for these efforts. And now I'm talking specifically about the veterans issue and the American Center for Cures. The timing couldn't be any better, especially because there is no excuse that the government has anymore about the cost of doing these things, because this is basically, you have free money. There's no inflation in sight forever. When I say forever, certainly for 5 or 10 years. And the cost of money is negligible. So there's no reason for us not to be the America that we always think of ourselves are, the America that does the right thing for people, for ourselves and for the world. And hopefully the leaders in Congress and the president will put their arms around this and get the job done. The time has come to do special things once again for our people and visionary things. And certainly the model is there, and it's not going to be hard to do. It just takes – all these things just take will. It takes people that care enough to do things for voters and for people.
Well, as I go down the list of things we just talked about, the Veterans Initiative, COVID, Unity Strong, it's a perfect example of the private sector driving something that people in the public sector can get behind on a nonpartisan basis. We thank you for being on, Lou. Fantastic. And want you to come back and talk about these things.
My pleasure. Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank our listeners for hanging tight with us through all this as we record in different locations. And I tell you, we really thank you for listening. And as we provide you with great information and great segments and great interviews that we have, Lou, I do want to thank you for doing this with us here at Your Valuable Home.
And my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Lou. And stick with us. We got more great shows coming up, beginning again next week. And we do it for you. Listen and learn. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.